know what the angels are discussing. I said, oh Allah, I do not know. He says, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, please. And he mentioned in the hadith like his palm, which is known in the mind, in the zat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, however it is. But to give us an understanding of what it was, the palm of Allah, he says, was placed between my chest, on my bosom. And I felt a cool sensation going through my body, which opened up for me the knowledge of the heavens and the earth. And I understood everything which was happening. And thereafter Allah asked, what are the angels discussing? And I said, oh Allah, they are discussing this. And they are discussing this. They are discussing what takes a man up. They are discussing what gives a man extra reward. What the jelly of knowledge that was. From the time when Iqra started, till the last verse of Quran, as it was coming, the jalliyat of knowledge was falling. Because of which every sahabi which sat around Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for many years I would think that Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu was a young boy. He did not hear so much from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like how he propagated to the ummah. He became the ocean of tafsir, but everything he never get. People would ask him amazing, amazing questions and he would give the answers. And I used to wonder, where did he get that knowledge? And when it came that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at him and he said, oh Allah, bless him with knowledge. And I understood that was that knock from the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu. That as he grew up, he became the alim of the entire world. Which a person says, whichever question I saw someone mentioning to Abdullah bin Abbas, he gave the answer. He says his knowledge was such that he had a day set only for tafsir of Quran. And the next day only for hadith. And the next day only for the jihads of sahaba. And the next day only for Arabic poetry. One day, and during that day, nothing else would be asked. And whatever they asked him, he gave the answer. I used to always wonder, where did he get that knowledge? How did sahaba get the knowledge they could spread to the world? What was knowledge? Did they learn everything directly? Then I understood there was tajalli from the heart of knowledge to the heart. And any person today who is able to draw from that also, then our knowledge which comes, which our ustaz always explain, knowledge is heart to heart. As it went from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's heart into the sahaba, sahaba took it to tabi'in, 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 tabi'in. That knowledge, that tajalli of Allah's ilm, which came on his heart, started spreading in the world. But there are many people in the world present today also, Mubarak, that where one is you draw through that entire sanad, up till today there are certain people who can hook onto the heart of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they can draw knowledge from there which they haven't got from anyone. Ask many people who became mujaddids of the world, that where did you get this thought from? And he will say, I went to Medina Munawwara. I spent a couple of days there, I was in Muraqabah, thinking, making dua, and suddenly a thought came in my mind. And that thought then created revolution in the world. How did that thought come? There was a connection between heart to heart. Knowledge was being given. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, who will come to my masjid for knowledge, Allah will give him this. So the tajalli of ilm came, the tajalli of awe came. Where sahaba radiallahu anhu said, no matter how kind he was, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the awe that was above him, it was something that would make us many times scared to approach him. Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu anhu said, I accepted Islam. I was so close to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever there was a problem, he said, where's Abdullah bin Amr? Call him here. And he would ask me first before making a decision. When someone asked him to describe the face of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, I never had the courage to look at his face directly. There was too much of awe. And that awe also spread on his companions. It spread in such a manner like a man of Umar radiallahu anhu was created. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, me, my enemy will fear me a month's journey away. Nusirtu bi ru'b. Umar radiallahu anhu came, the enemy feared him far and wide. Forget the enemy. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in his house. Umar radiallahu anhu was walking in. The women who were there, they all went away quickly. They all kept quiet. Umar radiallahu anhu said, I heard people talking. Who was talking? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, oh Umar, when you come, even the women run away. Umar radiallahu anhu got irritated. He said, Allah's Nabi is in front and you're talking and you're worried of Umar. So one of the women said that, Umar, if you had the character of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you wouldn't have run. You were a very hard man. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled. He said, oh Umar, you are such that your awe in the world is such that even if shaitan has to see you walking, he will walk on the other side of the road. The awe of Umar, the way it spread, it spreads from the heart of Rasulullah. Awe. And like that, the different things, haya, character, innaka la ala khuluqin azim, your character is most noble. That character spreads from his heart. And whoever can draw from that character today, Usman radiallahu anhu, he drew from the character, he became the most modest in the world. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Oh Usman, how can I not feel shy in front of you? Even the angels are shy in front of you." But it was that modesty which was spreading from him. And anyone who can draw onto his heart today will pull that akhlaq into their own bodies. So those are all tajalliyat, and it can carry on. But all those tajalliyat, Quran mentioned one tajalli in the most beautiful manner, which was going to be a continuous tajalli. Very powerful tajalli. Very, very powerful. So powerful that when Makkah Mukarramah beat Masjid-e-Aqsa, because of 40 years difference, because of 40 years, that got 100,000 sawab, this got 1,000 sawab. And it was told that Aqsa will never equal to Makkah Mukarramah. 40 years difference. But the tajalli that started on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when did it start? It started after Nubuwa. From the beginning of creation, how many thousands and thousands of years had passed? When the tajalli started, what hope was there ever that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be able to rise? But when he always mentioned, after Makkah Mukarramah comes my masjid. To show you that it was able to take over Masjid-e-Aqsa, what amount of tajalliyat must be falling on his Mubarak heart? At what speeds? Forget Masjid-e-Aqsa, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my dua to Allah was that the barakat that has settled on the land of Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, must be given double that barakat. Double. Because of which you will go to Medina Munawwara, you will find a different environment in Medina. Which many people will say, the land of Medina I enjoy. So what was that tajalli which started with a force which will continue? Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, Allah and His angels have started a waterfall of what we call peace onto the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this waterfall is so strong. It has created peace in the entire world. Peace. And peace has everything in it which man wants for comfort in this world. Everything. Peace is just a word what we say. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. When Allah told the world, you all also send peace. When we send peace, we know none of us send anything. All of us say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Oh Allah, what we are going to send, you carry on that waterfall. When man says, Allahumma salli ala, what it is? Oh Allah, you carry on sending peace. When the angels are sending peace, what it means? They are making dua, oh Allah, carry on sending peace. This peace is one waterfall that is falling. With extreme force onto the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with that peace falling, a connection is created to the hearts of every of his ummati. Explaining that connection, he explained it in unique ways. He was in sajda, he woke up, he said, I thanked Allah. Why I thanked Allah? Explaining an effect of a waterfall, how a splash will hit you. He says, Allah revealed to me that if any person in the world who is my ummah, wherever in the world he is, he says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Oh Allah, send salah upon your Nabi. The result of that one salah will hit, Allah will send 10 upon him. When I look at that hadith, I see a waterfall. As that salah falls on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart, from the Mubarak heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I see a waterfall coming. 10 times that amount and falling on the person reciting durood. He said, as you say, Allahumma salli ala, once the angel who is appointed to stand at my grave, he hears it immediately. Another one is appointed to bring it from where you are to me. When they come, they mention, oh Allah's messenger, so and so, the son of so and so has sent something to you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they take his name in front of me, I reply his name and I make dua for him. Meaning the connection starts. What a connection. As it is falling there, every person in his ummah would get. For many years, I never understood this. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya, rahimullah, mentioned in his Fazail-e Amal, I cannot understand, remember which place, but he mentioned that a Shaykh of recent times, in his time, recent times, Shaykh Abdul Aziz the Baagh, who Allah opened up many mysteries in front of him. One of his statements was, between the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and every believer, I can see something running, a connection. And things are being transferred very, very fast. And then Hazrat Shaykh says, and his own words were, that he said, oh, if you don't believe me, then if you want, I will stand up, I will cut the connection. And there you will be out of the fold of Islam. I could never understand that is there can be something like this, a connection. But in the light of these ahadith where that connection is mentioned, where a connection of as you send it comes back, 10 immediately fall on you, 10 ranks are lifted, 10 of your problems are removed. Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anh, showing the power of this tajalliyat and the effect it has. He said, O Allah's messenger, I have taken out certain time for Allah's ibadah. From that time I have taken out, and the narration is very authentic. He says, from the time I have taken out, how much of my time must I use only to send salah upon you? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh, obey whatever you want. It's not going to benefit me, it's going to benefit you. So he said, oh Allah's messenger, I have decided 1/4 of my time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, very good. But if you increase, it will be better for you. He said, 1/3 of my time. He said, very good, if you increase. He said, half my time. Very good, but if you increase, you're going to benefit. He ended off, he said, oh Allah's messenger, what if I use all my time only for salah upon you? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, idhan tukfa hammak, wa tughfaru dhambuk. If you ever make your condition like that, then whatever problem you are going through in your life, you're supposed to go through, everything will be solved. Because when peace is hitting with that waterfall, where are you going to go through difficulty? And all your sins will get wiped out. When man goes to the land of Makkah Mukarramah, the demand of the tajalli of beauty and Allah's worship is that you must exert yourself. Because you are running for a beautiful zat. There you will find in Makkah Mukarramah, you are tired. You are making tawaf of the house of Allah. You are just going back namaz time. The crowds when they're going to the haram of Makkah Mukarramah, you'll always see with it. Very fast, meaning everyone is racing for something, something very great. But as soon as man enters Medina Munawwara, suddenly he finds peace. All the tiredness just disappears. When he comes in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Mubarak house, and he stands there, he finds something settling in his heart which he can never explain. I understood this when the man was taking us now from Medina Munawwara to Jeddah. It was late at night, and he's telling me, as soon as I drop you off, I'm going to go back now to Medina Munawwara. So I told him, so late, why don't you just sleep over? So he says, in my entire life in Medina Munawwara, I am a taxi driver, but not one night have I ever passed out of Medina Munawwara. So I was amazed. So I asked him why. He said, I can't fall asleep. He said, I cannot fall asleep in any other place. He said, as soon as I enter Medina Munawwara, a certain peace covers me. He says, that peace even in Makkah Mukarramah, I cannot find it. He says, in Makkah Mukarramah, in the haram around the house of Allah, I am happy. As soon as I come out of the haram, I am very troubled with the atmosphere. Movement, movement. As soon as I come back to Medina Munawwara, all the worries go away. It is a land of peace. So inshallah, this has taken many minutes of your time. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it beneficial to all of us. My desire in this is, everyone is not going to remember everything what I have said. But one desire I have, as I enjoy my salah now in a different condition. And when I say Allahu Akbar, I understand that the jalliyat of Allah's beauty is falling. And between my heart and the house of Allah, a connection is created. And if I can draw from Allah's beauty, then what I can be getting around the house of Allah, I can also be pulling today towards me. And when I say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, then where normally I would just say it, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. But now when I say it, I understand the angel taking it, the other angel hearing it. I understand that the tajalliyat falling on the heart of Rasulullah, and I understand it is now splashing upon me, and it gives me a different thrill. When I look at the land of Masjid Al-Aqsa, I understand it is the land of power, and I understand why everyone's eyes are on it.